بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حديث number 113. أنس ابن مالك، may Allah be pleased with him, reported that we used to pray with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in the intense heat. But when someone amongst us found it hard to place his forehead on the ground, he spread his cloth and prostrated on it. This hadith, the author reported it because it's an issue of dispute whether it's permissible to have a barrier between your forehead and the ground. And scholars differed a lot, stating whether it is external or internal. Are you wearing it or it's on the ground? Whether it's this high or this low? And they have a lot of comment on such an issue. And the most authentic is that as long as that barrier is not considered by the people to be something extraordinary, then it is permissible. For example, if you prostrate on your turban, but you have a normal turban, not like our brothers from Sudan, they have like 1, 2, 5, 10, 15 rounds, and it's this big. So if they prostrate on it, actually they're not putting their forehead. This is not permissible. But if it's like this kufiya or this ghutra, and it's very thin, so it would not be considered as a barrier and it is permissible. If a person prostrates on a carpet, this is permissible. But if he puts a pillow, something that is higher than usual, people would not be considering him to be prostrating on earth, and that is why this is not permissible as well. Now, we move on to hadith of Anas, may Allah be pleased with him. Hadith 114. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if one of you forgets a prayer, let him offer the prayer when he remembers it, as there's no expiation other than that. He recited the verse and perform a salat for my remembrance. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. And in another narration for Muslim, whoever forgets a prayer or sleeps over it, its expiation is to pray it as soon as he remembers it. Now this hadith we've spoken about before, and it is essential that we mention the rulings regarding this hadith. Is the hadith authentic? Definitely yes. It was reported in Bukhari and Muslim. Now, what does it mean? Scholars differed. The majority say, if you skip a prayer intentionally, you're sinful and you have to make it up as soon as possible. Others say that you make it up the following day. So if you skip dhuhr until asr time was due, you do not pray dhuhr. You wait until the following day. When you pray dhuhr, you pray the dhuhr of yesterday with it. And this is not, of course, acceptable at all, because the hadith is not authentic. And the hadith, which is highly authentic with us, states that you have to pray it as soon as you remember it. And those who said that you can pray it even if you deliberately skipped it, they have general a hadith to back their opinion up. However, this specific hadith is crystal clear that you cannot make up for a prayer you've missed intentionally, unless you've missed it unintentionally for two reasons. Either you have forgotten or you have overslept. One would say, how would a person forget? Well, I used to think this. Due to the fact that I am blessed by Allah to live in Saudi Arabia, which means that we pray all five prayers in the masjid, and we rarely skip prayer in the masjid because masjids are everywhere. So alhamdulillah, it's a blessing from Allah that we always pray every single prayer in the masjid. Once I was off-roading with my family, and we spent Asr prayer, we prayed it, we prayed Maghrib. And after Maghrib, we moved on back to our homes. We reached there after Isha prayer, a couple of hour drive. And I showered and I got the stuff into the house. At 10:30 or 11 o'clock, I suddenly remembered that I'm used to praying Isha where? In the masjid. Suddenly I remembered, it's 11 o'clock. Did I pray Isha? No, I didn't, because I was off-roading. Only then I understood how can a person forget a prayer. Because it is not your norm. It is not your daily routine. It changed, and that is why you changed your prayers accordingly. And immediately, alhamdulillah, I stood up and offered my Isha prayer. Another person can forget by, subhanallah, being engaged at work. Sometimes you have a project you want to finish, or you are in a hospital waiting for the doctor with a family member, and the time for prayer is called and it's your appointment, you can't skip. Because if you go and pray, the appointment which is 3 or 4 months old will be gone and you have to wait that long. It's a necessity. So you go to the doctor. When he finishes, you go back home so that you can pray home. And by the time you reach home, so many things happen, you forgot that you did not pray. And you remember maybe the same day, maybe the following day. So this happens. The Prophet tells us, alayhi salatu wasalam, there is no expiation other than praying it on time, or other than praying it as soon as you remember. What is meant by there is no expiation? Did I make a sin? Scholars say no. By forgetting or by sleeping, did I sin? Allah says in the Quran, in the last of Surah Al-Baqarah, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. Oh Allah, don't burden us if we forget or make a mistake. In Sahih al-Imam Muslim, Allah says in the Hadith, I have done so. Meaning, Allah will not burden us. So what is meant by there is no expiation other than that? Scholars say that there is no expiation for what you have done, though it is not a sin, but there is no expiation other than praying it on time, such as feeding people or fasting few days or offering sacrifice. There's no expiation. Its expiation is to do what? It's to pray it on time. And also you know that Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Meaning that prayer has been set at a prescribed time. And scholars say, whenever Allah prescribes something on a specific time, whoever does it before or after the time, intentionally, his prayer or his form of worship is not accepted. True? The majority argued, said, no, this is not true. How do you dare we cannot make qada? If a person deliberately skips prayer, he can pray it whenever he is capable of doing so. He's sinful, but Allah accepts his prayer. Okay, then we will tell them. What is the condition of prayer? They say, one of the conditions is دخول الوقت. It is time for prayer. So if I pray my prayer 5 minutes before the adhan, is it valid? Can it be? Likewise, if I pray it 2 minutes after its time runs over, after its time runs out, my prayer is invalid. Simple as that. And this is the opinion of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, and Ibn al-Qayyim has described this and discussed it thoroughly in his book Kitab al-Salat and in other publications of his. And also our Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, may Allah have mercy on his soul, also supported this opinion strongly, saying that whatever Allah Azza wa Jal prescribes in a particular time, if you do it other than the time that it was prescribed for, Allah the Almighty would not accept it. Hadith number 115. We need someone to read it for us.
Jabir bin Abdullah reported, Mu'adh bin Jabal said, the night prayer with the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then returned to his people and then led them in this prayer.
Okay, the hadith of Jabir bin Abdullah ibn Haram, may Allah be pleased with the man, with his father, he said that Mu'adh ibn Jabal said the night prayer, said. It is not something that he had said. Said the prayer meaning that he prayed. So this is one way of translating. Mu'adh used to pray Isha prayer with the Prophet والسلام, and then go to lead the prayer with his tribe, with his people. He would be praying and offering voluntary prayer, and they would be offering their own fard. And scholars brought this hadith to indicate that it is permissible to pray nafil prayer while leading someone in mandatory prayer. Another example, the Prophet ﷺ once prayed Fajr. And after concluding the prayer, he saw a man coming in. What did the Prophet say ﷺ? He said, who among you would give sadaqah to this man? Was the man a beggar? Was he asking for money? What did the Prophet mean ﷺ? He meant that who would go and pray with him jama'ah, so that he would not pray alone. And one of the companions went and prayed with him, though it was a time of prohibition, a time of restriction after Fajr. Yet, because there was a legitimate reason and cause, the Prophet permitted that and allowed that. This is all the time we have for the first segment. Stay tuned. Don't go away. Inshallah, we'll be right back.